This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. There's been a rise in anti-Muslim rhetoric in the wake of terrorist attacks in the U.S. and Europe, and the Southern Poverty Law Center found that the number of hate groups in the U.S. increased by 14% last year. Local human rights activist Samia Assad says it's a pivotal time in American history for defining who we are as a nation.
My family and I have been following the presidential campaign and debates. I'd have to say that we, like most Americans, find ourselves dumbfounded by the hateful rhetoric of some politicians. As a Muslim American, I find myself having to battle these negative conversations on two fronts. One is dealing with the Islamophobic and xenophobic rhetoric. The other is addressing the callous audacity with which these politicians insult the intelligence of the American people. I find myself trying to grasp the reality that in the year 2016, we still have to face Islamophobic hate speech and actions. My grandfather landed at the shores of Ellis Island in the early 1900s as an immigrant and refugee. He was fleeing the tyranny and despair of an occupied homeland in search of safety and freedom, and was greeted by the words engraved in the Statue of Liberty, "Give me your tired, your poor, and your huddled masses yearning to breathe free." But some of today's politicians seem to believe that what makes our nation great is the building of apartheid walls, think the U.S.-Mexico border, and the deportation of Syrian children who are seeking safety through asylum. Muslim Americans are an easy target, and some of our leaders are choosing to fan the flames of bigotry and hatred instead of tackling the serious economic and socio-political problems of our nation. If they are not stopped, this will continue to eat at the fabric that binds us as a great nation. Muslims have contributed greatly to this American fabric and have been a part of it since Europeans arrived in the Americas. Muslims sailed ships, and many Africans who were enslaved were Muslim. Today, Muslims contribute to our nation with their accomplishments in athletics, the sciences, technology, business, the humanities, and in the armed forces, to name a few. Yet we continue to suffer and be targeted as a result of prejudice and morally bankrupt policies. Attacks on Muslims have increased. This should not be tolerated. We must remember and acknowledge most of us are immigrants who have settled on indigenous land. We as Americans should stand united, regardless of our faiths, gender, or race. We can say no to hate and bigotry. Say yes to a resilient, compassionate American spirit that encompasses humanity, inspiration, and cultural diversity. When we do this, we can take on any challenge.
Samia Assad is a local human rights activist. A coalition of over 40 organizations are planning a march and rally to unite against hate Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Civic Center Plaza in Albuquerque. You can find out more online at KUNM.org.